In September, 57-year-old Monty Joe Wilson of Ellis County pled no contest to voluntary manslaughter in the death of his 54-year-old brother, Mark Wilson, on September 19, 2022, and he was recently sentenced to more than 19 years in prison. Monty Wilson was initially arrested and charged with second-degree murder and aggravated battery. According to court documents, Mark Wilson was found beaten to death in a home in the 200 block of West 6th in Hayes on the night of September 19, 2022, and Monty Wilson was located and arrested at the scene. On Thursday, Ellis County District Court Judge Glenn Braun sentenced Monty Wilson to 233 months in prison for voluntary manslaughter. Monty Wilson's attorney filed a motion for a downward departure at sentencing, arguing that Monty Wilson deserved a lesser sentence due to several factors, and among those were his age, his lack of a recent criminal history, and his acceptance of responsibility in the case. Braun denied the motion and called Monty Wilson an experienced criminal defendant with 9 prior felony convictions ranging from theft and drug possession to aggravated battery. The judge also said there were more aggravating factors than what would allow the court to consider a downward departure, and Judge Braun said Mark Wilson's disability was also a factor. The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission will hold its last public meeting of 2024 tomorrow, Thursday, November 21st, at the Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita. The meeting will begin at noon and continue until all the agenda items are addressed. Attendees can participate in person or virtually, and instructions for joining by Zoom, phone, or live streaming are available at ksoutdoors.com under Instructions to Participate in Virtual Meeting. The meeting will open with a public hearing during which commissioners will vote on regulations that include the Elk 25 series regulations and military deer seasons. Following the public hearing, commissioners will take comments on non-agenda items, receive updates on the agency's fiscal status, and hear a legislative briefing, and commissioners will then listen to a general discussion covering fur bearer regulations. The workshop session items, which are items that may be voted on in the future, will then be discussed, and they include antelope, open season, bag limit, and permits, elk, open season, bag limit, and permits, deer 25 series, big game regulations, big game 4 series, permanent regulations, and a 5-year review of threatened, endangered, and species in need of conservation lists. The meeting will conclude with an additional opportunity for public comment on non-agenda items. The complete agenda and briefing book, which includes proposed regulation changes, can be downloaded at ksoutdoors.com. The next commission meeting is scheduled for Thursday, January 30th, 2025, at the Fossil Creek Hotel in Russell. Governor Kelly has proclaimed November 18th to the 24th as Use Antibiotics Wisely Week in Kansas, when the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is asking health care providers and Kansans to use antibiotics wisely to help protect from the threat of growing resistance. This one-week observance, led by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and joined each year by more than 300 organizations, is to promote awareness of antibiotic resistance, or AR, and to share the importance of appropriate antibiotic prescribing and use across the United States. Each year, more than 2.8 million people in the United States contract AR infections, and more than 35,000 of those people die. Kansas is the 10th highest antibiotic prescribing state, with 803 antibiotic prescriptions per 1,000 population, and it's the 11th worst in the nation for implementing antibiotic stewardship programs in hospitals. To learn more about antibiotic resistance, you can visit cdc.gov.